debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
I'm going to let Blitz let us know when we're on the air, and we'll just, you know, going in like with like dry, like with no condom.
Like just no coconut oil.
Oh, I love coconut oil. Will you admit that you do too?
Oh, love it, coconut oil.
I love getting jacked off with coconut oil.
It feels so good.
I cook with it sometimes.
That's all you're doing.
Have you ever?
Right?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Blitz, let me know when we're. By the way, I monitor Facebook and the other people monitor YouTube. Facebook, the ongoing, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge is that every woman that's on, woman, it can be man, but every woman on Facebook deep down has a little bit of a crush on me, making me feel better about myself. It's therapy, it is. Although it's not true, I tell myself that. Then it's true.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Sure.
That's how it works.
Anna, if you tell yourself long enough.
Yeah, if you tell yourself a lie long enough, it becomes true.
Right.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
If you tell yourself a lie long enough, it's true. That in itself is a fact, right?
I learned that from Seinfeld. Jerry was trying to pass a polygraph test, and someone told him, hey, Jerry, it's not a lie if you believe it. So he tried to pass it.
We should be live on both right now.
Yeah, 60.
I'm checking.
82 on Facebook.
I'm looking on Facebook, and we're at, I got 80, 68.
it's going. I do DP.
Hi, it's the Bob of the Love Sponge show. And Blitz, it doesn't look like they've screwed with us on our Howard stuff on Facebook.
Good.
Yet. But yet. All right, where do I go? How do I get chat?
It's on the right hand side.
I see it, so I can see all the women that want to be with me. And listen, it's a rib. Don't think that I really think that, but it makes myself feel good.
That's
by the way,
matters.
Anna was grabbing. Anna felt my ass.
Yeah. On her own. You were just walking by.
Not really. I asked her to feel my ass, and she felt it.
I did.
And in a medical experimental type fashion, it was not feel my ass so I can get a boner. It was more feel my ass and feel that I have like this knot there from something.
A hematoma.
From something.
Yeah. From getting after it really good? Yeah, getting your ass into it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Getting your ass into it.
Yeah, get Anna, it with your ass.
I mean, hold on, Lummy. You get your ass into it, but not the way most men get their ass.
He gets it into his ass.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Lummy.
Kyle!
Oh, hell
the
yeah.
The real Florida Stanley with $100 kiss ass on YouTube.
On YouTube or Facebook?
YouTube.
Oh.
Thank you, real Florida Stanley.
I love you.
I'm a Facebook guy.
Good morning, Ty J. He's on. He's on YouTube.
Ty J
hangs out over here with us YouTubers.
Well, he didn't want to sleep with me.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't blame him.
And if Ty J wanted to you know, have his way with you, what would you really do?
I thought he wanted to kayak with you, not fuck you.
He does want to kayak with me, but let's say, you know, did you know Ty J used to be, a prison guard?
No.
Yeah.
He was a prison guard.
Like a Starkey, right?
And I got to think that he probably had to break up a lot of butt fucking.
Oh.
And like, I wonder what happens as a
prison. Why would you break that up?
Well, maybe Ty J can tell me.
Well, maybe one guy doesn't actually want to be butt fucked in prison. Well,
yeah, like prison. Some guy.
Falsely accused.
You know,
Blitz.
Like there's a guy like me, he's a little bit older, and then there's a guy like Ty J that says, hey, man, I'm fixing to get that ass. I'm like, no, man, seriously, you're not getting my fucking ass, buddy. Yeah, I am. And he looks like the guy from Green Mile. You know, like, what the fuck am I going to... At the end of the day, I can usually talk myself out of... But, I mean, at the end of the day, if he fucking yokes your shit up and takes you... I mean, I could fight like hell, and I would squeeze my ass together as hard as I could.
No, that's not the move. Yeah, it's just going to tear. Yeah. You got to relax. Think happy thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What type of experience do you have with butt fucking?
Well, just like any hole, if you clench it up, it's going to be hard to, you know, pass through.
You just got
to
sit there and enjoy it.
No. I think that I, honest to God, I could clench my ass so that it would be impenetrable.
Really?
Because I'm doing it right now. And I don't think
you're actually going to fart.
I don't think anything can go through it. Like right now, I'm doing...
Lummy, go try.
No.
Oh.
We need you, Blitz. With your hog.
With your hog.
I got my...
He didn't even have that big a hog. We just put it over.
Yeah, it's like 3 inches.
Anna, how big is his hog?
It's good size.
Oh.
Does Reagan really know what's going on?
Worth the CNA ticket, $10, Kizash. YouTube.
Does Reagan know what's going on?
Does she know that we're married?
No, stop. Now, see, now, Lummy, they're going too far.
They're
the
going way over now.
Yeah, they're going on. Blitz, I know every one of your fucking techniques. I taught most of them to you.
Oh, okay.
Now you're going to supersell the fucking over-the-topness of it, making it unbelievable knowing that you're not married when really you guys are just, you know, messing around. I didn't even say fucking. I just said messing around. I think Anna and you guys, I don't think you fuck.
Okay.
I think you just mess around.
Oh.
And that doesn't fuck her head up as bad.
Hmm. Will we ever fuck?
Yes, but it'll be a while.
Okay.
How long? I'm not waiting.
Blitz says, I got to have it by fucking Valentine's Day.
That's way too long. Wow. What are you talking about?
You were thinking about Thanksgiving, weren't you?
I'm thinking about fucking, what about Thursday?
Anna, tomorrow?
Anna, I know, Anna.
Yeah.
Am I sniffing around? Am I even on the right path? Will you at least give me that? You might be on the right path. Not Blitz. I don't want to ask Blitz because he's very fucking calculated.
Right.
He's a fuck.
No, ask me. You and I talk.
Just you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Just you and I.
Am I on to something here?
I mean, there's definitely some like flirty tension for sure.
Okay.
You know, it kind of makes the workday go by faster. It's fun to kind of, you do flirting at work. You flirted at work before.
No, not really. Well.
No.
You and Dan?
Yeah. So isn't it kind of fun when you see your boyfriend, like your work boyfriend, and you're like, oh, boyfriend.
So is he kind of your work boyfriend?
Oh, for sure. He's my work boyfriend.
Oh, like that's locked in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Who else is going to be friggin' Lum? No.
Right. Tyler? Or me?
You? No. You
Tyler, no.
No, no. No, definitely not Tyler.
I don't hate you.
You love hate me.
No, I don't even love hate you. I love you.
I
just think you just need a real man to kind of rough you up a little bit.
I need to go to Rogering. Oh, do people even say that?
No.
Oh.
A good Rogering.
I don't know. I heard it somewhere.
All right. Well, let's find out where you heard it. Look at all the chicks. I got Amy. I got Renee. I got Tina. I got Ashley. Look at that. Then I got Big Red.
He knows where to go.
He does. Big Pred knows where the women's are going to be. Am I not right?
Yep.
So, Anna, like, here's kind of how I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you guys are messing around a little bit. And Anna, I'm not trying to make this the crux of all of our others. Sue, hi, Sue. I'm not trying to make this a crutch where I'm talking about this. Although we spoke about it a lot today.
That's okay.
But, you know, it's different. I'm thinking that maybe you are going at your own pace and you're starting to see that maybe dating Blitz wouldn't be near of the head fuck you thought it was going to potentially be at work, and that time is on his side, and that you guys, you know, have gotten closer than ever.
Yeah, we're definitely getting closer, I think.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You're picking up on it.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. And I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
You play poker better than he does. He actually plays poker so good that he fucks himself up. Lummy, do you know what I'm saying?
That's not good.
Like, he's so far over the top with the amateur work stories and the bitch I had to call an ambulance.
I think that actually did happen.
I was going to say, you want me to bring the bill?
Well,
you're going to get a dick pic too, but you will get the
bill.
I
think the ambulance one actually did. Brandon Dunning, $10. Kisses.
He's already got collection agencies trying to track down his address
for
the bill.
I got the bill. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Big Red who? How much?
Brandon Dunning, $10. Kisses.
Oh, Brandon, your let's go Brandon shirts are shipping as we speak. The merch crick is here, and she's working on all. I would say that every order will be out by 3 o'clock this afternoon. She's obsessed with it.
Oh, nice.
She's awesome when it comes to that stuff, man.
Blitch, you would verify that I got my car lift?
Yep.
And it's not a fucking hand-me-down Willie now, is it? It's brand new.
And that guy knew exactly what he was doing with that fucking...
Hey, that brother was the man.
He was.
Yeah,
I gave him a $20 tip.
You were trying to like to help him. You're like, hey, you got this. You need to move that. And you're like, I'm just going to get out of the way. He like had that shit fucking down in no time.
And I think deep down he's like, you're right, man. You get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, yeah. He's like, man, I've done this a million times. You can tell, too.
So I got a car lift here for the studio. Nothing's illegal about having a car lift out back so I can work on my shit. We're in an industrial park. I don't got to get a permit for a fucking car lift.
Well, hold on. This building used to do, like, remember, they used to have lifts inside the studio here because they worked on limos.
Right. We just got one outside.
Yeah.
So that's part of the Get Fresh crew, what we got to do and put that motherfucker together.
No hands on deck.
Oh, we need everybody on deck.
Even is that Hootie. This Saturday? Or?
No.
It's the one after 199.
Yeah,
it's
Hootie's
the
20th.
Even Hootie's going to be, oh, Jesus. Pilled up Hootie.
Christ.
He knows what he's doing.
So this black guy comes in with FedEx freight.
Scotty O.
Now, Blitz, you don't understand. I was thinking because I ordered it, and the guy was telling me that I ordered it from, if you don't have a forklift, we're gonna have to leave it at the FedEx place.
That's what I thought you said.
And you're going to have to get like a trailer.
So normally, here's what the reason is. Normally, they don't bring it in a liftgate.
Yeah, usually it's just a lift gate.
That's why they were able to do it because they had a lift gate. Normally they don't, or you have to pay like a lot more for that.
Greg
service.
From Canada, $25 Canadian cash.
But where at? YouTube. Motherfuckers. I'm a Facebook guy.
Yeah, normally, when they call, they're like,
so
you
this
have a forklift,
cool ass African American brother from Alabama pulls in FedEx, backs the motherfucker in perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like Doug Brown backing that motherfucker straight in the back. I'm like, hey, buddy, they told me. That I was going to have to go down to the freight yard and get it. And he goes, no, man, I got a pallet jack and a lift gate. I got it.
Yep.
I'm thinking, motherfucker, you know how much this is, how much pain in the ass is.
And there's stickers all over that say forklift only, lift here.
Yeah. But I was going to have to get Lummy and a couple guys and get a fucking trailer, a big car trailer, and drive it down to the FedEx place. And then they help you load it from there,
right.
Strap it down, then bring it here, back it up, and try to get it off.
And tie a rope to it.
I mean, the next thing I know, it's here.
That was quick, too.
This fucking dude is the man. I go, you need some help? He goes, no, man, I got it. And he starts combobulating this motherfucking thing all around. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I summons for Lummy. I said, hey, buddy, wait till you see our...
Hey, put the phone down for a minute.
Yeah, Lummy. Do you have to...
That's what you said. That's what Bubba said.
Put the fucking phone down. I know you got to give minute-by-minute reports to fucking Ace/Ashley.
No, I just call her after to make sure everything's okay with little one.
With the thing.
With the thing.
And Fletcher, yeah.
Bony with a fucking naggy.
Yeah.
Oh, how's Fletcher doing? Is he about over? Is it about done? Is it wrap up, Bill?
Jesus Bubba.
He's doing a lot better.
I mean, listen, I lost Pook.
Yeah.
June 2nd. Blitz lost Colt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural progression. Fletcher's next, kid.
Well, I mean, he's next, but I mean, he's coming back to life.
What are they saying on the years deal?
Well, I mean, he's already kind of almost, outkicked his coverage on right now.
Outkick your coverage means when you're dating a real hot chick and you're a fucking piece of shit. That's what outkick your coverage.
I mean, I think he kind of used it right here, though.
Yeah, because he outkicked what they said. They gave him like 3 to 5 months, and he's on like month 5.
Is he exceeding expectations?
Is he?
Unlike Lummy.
Is he able to function, like go outside, go TT, like lead a normal life? Or is he like,
if he wasn't able to lead a normal life.
And how old is he?
15.
Yeah. Lummy, he's going to, probably in the next year or so, he's gone, Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, but Lummy.
No, you're right, but.
I mean, I cry when I see Pookie's ashes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be real hurt.
Well, they're at my apartment, but I also spread some on the track because that's where she loved to go. Was my girl, man.
Did she love the track?
I saw two Dobermans this weekend walking on Riverwalk. I was like, oh.
Did you get a little tear?
A little bit.
I always miss Pookie at night.
Yeah.
That's when I miss her the most, when I'm laying in bed and she'd be like right there. But towards the last few months, she was like Pookie Shivo.
I would love to have Colt, but I would love to have another dog. I just don't have it. Like, I talked to one of the guy that had one. He's like, oh, I know the breeder. You can get one, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, I don't have that kind of time right now. That's not fair to a dog if you're not there a lot.
And I had a friend of mine reach out and show me a – they just got a new little toy Yorkie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, his wife wanted it. And he's like, oh, my God, this is the coolest little dog. And, you know, the breeder and this kind of deal. And then I'm like, as much as I want one, it feels so liberated not to be tethered to a dog. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean,
and you, and like a one that small, you can take way more places than a 100-pound Doberman.
Right, right. You could, I mean, poor Colt couldn't go anywhere but camp and the beach.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. And I, like, you probably could
but
take
you
him,
took
like,
him
home.
Every day.
Oh, we went all over the place.
But here's the deal, man. Like, Tyler, they're worse than kids. Because Tyler, like, you know, he's self-sufficient. I'll have to let him out.
Right.
I'll have to fucking wipe, well, I still wipe his ass. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, sometimes.
Daddy, can you wipe my ass? Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So you guys playing some b-ball.
Yeah, we're playing some b-ball. I'm glad Lemmy's on my team. I'm glad Lemmy's on my team. That guy's a fucking beast.
Yeah. No one will get inside on me, Bubba.
Mm-mm. Nobody. I think Tyler's matching up with me, though. He can't do shit to me. Although he had a nice little shot outside.
He did, but you'll be in his face. You'll be in his head, too.
Oh, really? Who's Tina May? Is that country girl?
No.
Who is that? Is that a woman that wants to sleep with me?
She's from New York.
Nice.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's really hot.
Ooh.
I'm looking at her right now. What's up, shorty? Shit. I forgot that I could cuss here.
Yeah, he said go get so that. Apprehensively.
I can cuss here.
Yeah,
can I?
You can.
Yeah, go get it.
Go get what? Go get her?
Yeah.
Oh, she lives in New York. I can't blast her.
Well, I mean, she needs to come down here then.
You can fuck her. You don't have to frock her.
I can frock her?
You don't have to frock her. You can fuck her. Here.
Oh, over here you can fuck her. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said she's in Tampa, Bubba.
Oh!
There you go.
Whoa.
You're in like Flynn.
Oh, message me. Direct message me. On my Facebook. But I don't check the show Facebook. I'm going to have to follow her in real life.
What do you look at the most social media-wise? Instagram?
None of it.
That's good.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't have a. We don't have a Twitter.
No, I know, but I mean, you have a personal Instagram, don't you?
Yeah,
look at stuff.
No, I mean, seriously.
Okay.
If I look at my personal Instagram, it would probably say you have 50 messages. Let me see. My story. I don't even know how it fucking works.
I was gonna say you're clicking on my story.
I don't even know how it works.
That's a good sign.
Hold on.
Jason,
you're not wasting
Stockman,
your life on social media.
$50 cash from Vince Foster.
Oh, thank you.
I got 9 plus 6 plus 9 plus 5 messages, it looks like.
Wait, how's that go again?
Wait, what was that? 9 plus 5 plus 9?
I don't know. 29? I don't go to I have email. And I think I check my Facebook Messenger.
Oh, hey, we need to record that disclaimer clean. Can you do that? Or do you want to do it later?
I can.
Okay. We talked about doing that in the after show.
Do we have it?
I think you do, don't you? I printed it out and gave it to you the other day.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Not the Crushing Russian shit.
No, just the light stream disclaimer.
All right. But you know this is embarrassing, though. Very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. You're going to nail it.
Yeah, you're the man.
All right, thanks. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98 AP. Sorry, I fucked it.
You got it.
I had to put my headphones back on. I had them off because my ears are hurting.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, no. Is it still the same one?
Mm-hmm.
The same type of hurt?
Left.
Oh.
It's a tumor.
It's a tumor.
And we got 199
like
coming
up,
too. Oh, no.
It does have a tumor on his ass.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rates require excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/BTLS for more information. There you go. Thanks. Yeah, I got a hematoma on my ass.
Yeah, I felt it.
Brett Wolf, $9.99.
And a bitch ain't won.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $22.67.
Where?
All on YouTube.
On the tubes.
I haven't gotten one little measly nickel over
not
here.
One star?
Keith gave 100 stars, but it's 1,000 stars minimum. Sorry. Well, thank you, Keith. $4.91 on YouTube, $2.53 on Facebook.
That's great.
That's really good.
So, I know what we're talking about. Coconut oil.
Yeah.
And before we started the show, I was saying, Lummy, ever been jacked off with coconut oil? Oh, my God. It is an app.
What is it? Why does it, like, what's the warming part? Like, how does it get warm?
It's how oil works. Not only does coconut oil get warm, but it also gets a small little grit on the deal.
Yeah, it gets like a little bit of friction.
It just gets a little grit.
Yeah.
And then that, oh, that's nice. It's that grit.
It's not too slippery.
But you don't, am I being right?
Yeah. You know, you're right.
Like when you're getting, I don't notice it as much with sex.
Right.
As you notice when you're getting jacked off.
A little more RPMs on it?
You're right, because you can... So, like,
I think maybe a hand can put better grip on your dick than a vagina.
Oh, of course.
Hope so.
Anna, this is a conversation you may not want to participate in, because you know nothing about...
Vaginas.
When you do mess around...
Yeah.
When you have messed around...
Yeah.
Do you use any of that stuff? Have you fucked on coconut oil?
I've never fucked on coconut oil, no.
You ever fucked on olive oil?
No. Or vegetable.
No, it's, you got to use like olive
oil. Canola.
No.
Not what you're doing your french fries in.
Just me and my stuff.
Just your natural lubrication?
Yes.
Is that usually sufficient?
Yeah.
Are you extremely, you know, wet?
I think in normal range.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Benjamin,
I don't think it's like crazy.
Buckers, Donkey Teeth, 1,000 stars.
But it's Facebook. Not like sandpaper.
That's Donkey Teeth, good. Is it not?
Yeah, Donkey Teeth.
But if I may be somewhat inappropriate.
Of course.
And that is, when you get back into the fucking or jacking a guy off game.
Yeah.
Which I think you might be, at least in the second one. I think you're in that game already.
Jacking guys
off. If you are with Blitz, I know you've experienced coconut oil, because Blitz, you're a huge coconut oil fan, are you not?
I am.
God, I love it. The only thing about it is it sometimes leaves a little bit of a smell.
It's not a bad smell, though.
No, but, you know, you,
people know what you've been up to.
Yeah, you got coconut oil crotch.
I thought you always take a shower after your dick jerked.
I do, but...
You know, finish.
Is there anybody here that doesn't immediately jump in the shower, or do you get the crustaceans? Don't lie. Don't lie.
You know, be an idiot after.
In fact, I can tell by the hesitation that some of you motherfuckers get the crustaceans.
Hold on. But are we talking about sex or jerking?
Well.
Because sometimes if it's just a jerking, you tell that bitch to go get a fucking hot, wet rag.
Yeah, tell that bitch to go get it.
Yeah, go get it, bitch.
Because men don't get the towel. Stupid slave bitches.
And sometimes you don't have any crustacean left over. So,
well, you always got.
Not if they do it right.
Yeah.
You always got crustacean.
Not if they do it right.
Yeah, if they do it right.
Are you saying?
It's like if they were hiding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Even if you.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Even if you went down the gullet.
That's when they bring
the oyster. If you went
like a seagull,
if you put the oyster
like a pelican,
how they kind of
how they eat the giant fish,
how they choke it down.
Yeah,
even if she chokes it down like an oyster at Hooters, or she's playing hide it in my crotch, there's still a certain amount of residue. That act has created. And I am like, I gotta at least lather up my penis a lot.
Yeah,
not a shower. I could do it in the sink.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you there. Yep.
Yeah, you can kind of use like a
what you do is you turn clock. The hot water on.
Yeah,
I can't tell you what we call it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We call it a We
Mexicans
shower.
Okay.
Mexicans.
Got it.
All right, so even if you're not showering, you turn the hot water on, and then you get like you take the water and you splash it all over your wiener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you take some soap, and you just stretch Armstrong your wiener. You just really lather it up, and then you just take the water and then rinse it.
And you got to go sometimes around the boys too.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get some more soap.
Yeah.
I prefer bar soap.
I hate bar soap.
Paper Tiger Creeds and Travis, $49.99.
Where?
YouTube.
Awesome.
So the man with the kiss ass.
By the way, besides Creatine Travis is going to help me with parking at Bubba Raceway Park this Friday and Saturday. He's going to be the one that asks them for $10 and they're going to tell him, fuck Bubba.
Is he going to wear a sleeveless shirt too?
He's going to wear a sleeveless shirt with a Bubba Army kicker. Maybe he'll wear...
Let's go Brandon.
Oh, Brandon. Blitz, I bet you Let's Go Brandon shirts would sell out at the fucking Monster Truck Show.
I think so too.
Oh, 100%.
But I don't think they're going to let me sell them because we got like a,
Oh, that's right, yeah, because like it's only, their deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Eileen Collins? She's hot too.
Unless you like set up a little roadside gimmick.
Well, right outside my own place. Yeah.
Have Tyler. Oh, he's
actually Blitz set up my merch trailer on the livestock. The livestock place door, which are my friends. They let us overdo overflow parking over there. I could have them, since it's technically not on my property. I could have the fucking merch trailer over there.
We parked up right on the fence line.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah. Maybe even a little bit on my property. But I'm just saying.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $23.62 paper Creighton.
What?
YouTube.
God
sorry.
Damn you.
Well, I forgot stars and cash. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Where did that
technically, they're super chats.
Where did that come from?
YouTube.
Man, we're low on Facebook. Facebook's not doing me right, except I got a bunch of hot chicks over here.
Yeah.
That all want to metaphorically make love to me.
I need to go over to Facebook.
Squirty squirt.
Whoa. Squirt squirt.
Hey, by the way, Anna's trying to get me booked on Call Her Daddy.
I'm trying my
just
test.
Just based on, now, I mean.
That'd be good.
Does that not.
That's a great idea.
Was that not a pretty good little heads up by I have my own sexual technique? Like, you got to tell them that.
Yeah, but I mean, I would rather tell them that you are a celebrity star and you've been involved in sex scandals, because I think that would catch their attention more than, hey, some guy knows the two-finger cul-de-sac Jones.
Right.
On Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Like, that's, I'm trying to really sell you.
Squirty squirt.
Yeah. So
I can't wait for the first time for you to finally let loose on Chris P and let him show you how to fucking see.
Does he know how to do the two finger holds? He got the lesson, I guess, in Fort Walton Beach,
yes,
right?
Yes, he knows. He knows.
Oh, yeah, I got the lesson in Fort Walton.
He knew. Just learned.
Was he taking notes?
I've been around for fucking 20-something years and I just got the lesson.
I don't know.
I would say that Blitz has known since at least 2000.
Oh, yes.
At least. So you reached out. Tell me. I interrupted you. I'm so sorry. Stacey Geiser is a squirter. Amy is a squirter.
Oh, they're saying that on Facebook.
Eileen's a squirter.
Oh.
All my girls over there on Facebook. Just give me the squirt.
Squirt icon.
Look at that. Amy squirts.
Wow.
Eileen squirts. Stacey squirts. Mm-hmm. But not every man can.
Hierarchy, $100, kiss ash. YouTube.
Not big on the YouTube, girl? But large on the amount. Country girl, has she?
She just said I'm a squirter.
Well, country girl, then you're supposed to put the squirt deal. The little droplets, like Heather Wiz just did. Wiz is a squirter. Country girl's a squirter, so you must find the squirt icon. Sue, I don't know what XOXO means, Sue.
She loves you.
I love you, too. But can you squirt? It's going to have a lot to do with my love level for you.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she totally squirts.
So what did you say to him? So sorry, Super Soaker. So what did you say to a dear call her daddy? I'm Anna Hummel. I'm a co-host on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. He's a big-time star. Book him. Book my daddy.
Pretty much, yeah. Just said that you've had a prolific career. You've worked alongside Howard Stern. You've been involved in many media scandals, blah, blah, blah. I mentioned a little bit of the sex tape, Gawker deal, Hulk Hogan, you know, things that are like, ooh, celebrities, fame, riches, whores, stuff like that.
Not every man can make a woman squirt.
I left that out, but
very few.
Yeah.
I think every woman has the DJ Brown. He said he's a squirter.
Well, you know, he is.
Hello.
Hey, every man a squirter?
You missed a major tidbit of information with Anna when you were asking her about the coconut oil. She said she didn't use it, but when Blitz said he liked it and he does use it, she said the smell wasn't that bad. So let's put two and two together here.
Oh, yeah, I've been putting two to two together for quite a while, sir. I've put two to two together so much I'm over 1,000.
So you're out of coconut oil?
No, but I'm out of their lies. I've sniffed it. I mean, even Anna Hummel said I'm onto something here. That's what she said.
I did.
I wish you would just pin their shoulder to the wall a little bit more, because like when you say things, you're like, I swear on my son. So let's get that out of
there. We know what's happening, and it organically come out when they're
us?
Hold on. We know what's happening, and it'll organically come out when they want it to. Like, and if you know, it may not ever come out fully. I think they're always. Lynn Bailey's a squirter from Canada.
So is Alex.
I think Alex is a man. Let me.
So is Sean Phillips.
So let's think for them, Bubba. If you had to think, what's the holdup? Why are they not saying anything?
Because Anna's deathly afraid of it fucking up her job.
It's definitely not, and I don't know the show dynamic. I'm sorry, but listen, Bubba's a man of his word. I've listened to you.
But hold on. I've guaranteed them that. But let's not push it. Let's not push it, because it'll fucking freak Anna out that we're pushing it.
I'm freaking out right now.
No way to
freak it out.
Look, motherfucker, you just freaked her out. I got to go. But see, Anna,
I
got to
kill another guy.
But Anna, don't you understand? Like, yeah. I'm actually mindful of it fucking with you a little bit. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not trying to.
And it helps
to...
when we discuss it.
Yeah, so like, we discussed it a little. But no.
Helps when we talk about it more and more. It makes you go, this is the right decision.
Yeah, well, you are making
to proceed.
Right. Yes, I was at a topless bar in the Keys with Eileen one time.
What?
That's all I'm going to say. I was in a topless bar with Eileen Collins in the Keys.
Tourette's Confessions.
She had to put plastic down that night.
Listen. Oh. We don't need to get into all that.
Let's do Tourette's Confessions.
What do you mean?
Sounds like you just blurted something
out. Let's start out with you, and then I'll go second. Yeah, she put it in chat. She said, I was with Bubba at a topless bar in the Keys.
Okay, I didn't realize it was in chat.
And I just verified.
I'm on the tube, so I was a little confused.
Right. So
someone said Gabby squirts. Is that true?
I don't know. You want to call? We should probably call Gabby.
I thought we were going to call your mom.
Yeah, but let's call Gabby. Let me see her.
Oh, ask if she likes coconut oil.
Anna asked for it.
Anna, you.
Yep. She brought it up.
Anna, you asked for it, babe.
Yep.
Usually Blitz, 99.99%.
I just said Gabby squirts.
Anna,
you brought it up.
But Anna, hold on. Blitz, 99.99999% of the time you stick up for this bitch. But
I'm on Bubba's tip this time. This bitch fucked up.
Yeah,
I did.
I done fucked up,
Aaron.
You know, when you say, I wonder if Gabby can, that's poking me in the fucking chest.
It sure is.
Sorry, I poked you.
Maria Mercedes McDonald says that she's a squirter, laughing my ass off. Hello.
Yeah, Bubba.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Are you a squirter?
Good.
Oh, boy. Just a quick one for you. Try this lube. It's called WOO Woo Lube. It's all.
What is it, Ric Flair lube?
Yeah.
Hey, Blitz, what kind of lube you got?
Woo!
It's called WOO Lube.
Woo Lube.
My ear's hurting like a motherfucker.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
And number 199 is coming up.
It's going to be a big one.
I'm going to be in trouble.
Anna, what do you think we're going to say? Maybe you should talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask her if she squirts. You wanted to know so bad.
Yeah, that's a good point, Blitz.
I'll ask her.
Great point, Blitz.
That might just be what gets her the gig.
Yep.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, she chucked you to voicemail.
I would never chuck you a voicemail.
5-1 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Gabby, it's Bubba. We're live on my after show. Let me say hi to Gab.
Hi, Gabby.
We were just, just talking about you a little bit. Anna brought you up.
It got brought up in chat that you may be a squirter, so I thought we would inquire.
Anna, I thought we were going to be a little more graceful than that.
Oh, I'm
sorry. When you're fucking, do you squirt?
I didn't say that. That wasn't my voice.
By the way, Gabby, I just want to know, those are two people that are trying to sabotage you possibly working for
me. I'm not.
So
I am.
Let's keep chatting, okay? Maybe bring you in one of these days, something. I don't know.
We can have a party.
See you later, Gab.
Bye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. Yeah. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, message review.
Hey, Gabby, it's Bubba. We're live on my after show. Let me say hi to Gab.
Hi, Gabby.
We were just, just talking about you a little bit. Honor brought you up.
You got brought up in chat that you may be a squirter, so I thought we would inquire.
I thought we were going to be a little more graceful than that.
Oh,
yeah, when you're fucking, do you squirt?
I didn't say that. That wasn't my voice.
By the way, Gabby, I just want to know, those are two people that are trying to sabotage you possibly working for
me. I'm not.
So
I am.
Let's keep chatting, okay? Maybe bring you in one of these days, something. I don't know.
We can have a party.
See you later, Gab.
Bye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message.
Anna, this is further mind fucking you, and I'm not even trying to, babe.
Iggy McGillicuddy,
it's so easy.
$50.62 in a tracksuit in the VIP Cincinnati. Say it, Lum Lum.
Where?
YouTube.
You fucker. You know that's this.
I had to take an extra format. Breath. I had to take an extra breath.
Who it is, how much it is, and then where it's from.
Oh, I had to read his message, otherwise Iggy would strangle me. I'm very scared of Iggy and his big biceps.
This guy goes, there's no Gabby. Bubba called his own voicemail. No,
Bubba doesn't have a voicemail.
I don't. If you call my phone.
This user has not set up a voicemail unless it counts.
For real. Listen, watch.
Yeah.
Would you call my number?
I might want to, yeah.
So I'm going to, it should be ringing on my phone. It is. I'm not answering it like I do. I don't answer anybody. This is the greeting you get when you call me. No, and that's the cool, like, you can't get in trouble.
You didn't decline the call?
I tried, it wouldn't let me.
Oh, no, it's just going to ring.
No, it'll
eventually go, yeah.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please, I can call again later. Goodbye.
That Gabby pisses me off so much.
Well, that's Gabby calling back?
It was.
Gabby?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Did you hear the voicemail?
Yeah, did you hear it?
I did, I had to get caught up.
Hello, Gabby.
You did hear it?
Hi, Gabby.
Yes. Hi, guys.
What's the answer?
I have to hear how this all started.
Well, we were just talking about, like, some women can squirt and some cannot. And because we're always, you know, fucking with Anna, that if she doesn't get her shit together, we're going to bring Gabby in, even though we may not. But Anna's all head fucked over the deal.
I'm always head fucked.
And she's like, well, just out of nowhere, she just blurted. We weren't even talking about
someone
you squirting.
Someone in chat said that you were a squirter.
I don't believe it. Wolf Fencing, $50 cash
so she's
on
like,
YouTube.
So
and I
she's
made the
like,
mistake of reading it out loud.
And so she was like, I wonder if Gabby squirts. Yeah. I'm like, you want to call? So I called her bluff up. I'm like, let's call Gabby up. And so that brings us to you right now.
I think that's amazing that by just a physical appearance, we can now gauge this kind of athleticism.
Right. What's the answer?
I think no.
I'm like, I have to say no. You guys, for real?
You've never had a guy. You know, guys, every girl can do that. It's just whether the guy can get you there or not.
Google two finger
cul-de-sac Jones.
Yeah, if you Google two finger,
you're telling me to Google it.
No,
yeah.
Hold
Bring
on,
it then.
Gabby. If you Google it, it'll say that I invented it.
Ah. Step-by-step instructions, I'm sure.
No.
A diagram?
Just,
I think I need a diagram for
Well,
sure.
He can do that as well.
Well, listen. I can't do that to you. I think you're a married woman, are you not, Gabby?
I am.
You thinking? Somebody as hot as you trying to get ahead in radio and you're fucking married.
I know. I'm elementary school sweetheart, so he's been along for the entire ride.
What?
That's even dumber. Yeah. I mean, God bless you, kids.
Yeah, it's very selective hearing.
You guys got kids?
No.
No kids. You're in radio and you're married and you know
she
all
hates kids.
And you're
Maybe
hot.
Maybe we would get along.
And you're hot.
I hate children.
You, me too.
And you're hot, but you can't play that, you know, I'm hot and you got a chance with me shit because you got fucking old boy in the cut. You know what I'm saying?
There is no can'ts in radio, Bubba.
Well,
I can do whatever the hell I want. Apparently, I can cuss on here, too. I didn't even know that.
On this one, you can say whatever the fuck you want, and I like when you got the potty mouth going on, you know.
I can roam free.
Yeah. Now, what are you doing now? Are you just doing voice tracking and shit? Like, what are you doing now?
Yeah, I'm just doing a little show down in Naples and Fort Myers on the mix. And then right now I'm at the gym, which is my gym time, which you haven't invited me to your gym yet, which I find, you know, not hospitable. I want to come check your gym out.
Yeah, but you're married, you know? I mean, fuck.
Who cares? Does that matter?
Yeah, it does matter a lot. I don't want your husband getting mad at me when I try to, you know, blast you or something.
Over the squat machine.
Like I said, selective hearing.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Gab. Now, do you do a full-time shift at Mix, or is it just voice track, Willie? You could actually be on my show. Could you be on my show?
Yes, I just voice track from home.
Oh, from home. And you do some voiceover work, too, right?
Yeah. Blitz, yeah, I have a whole studio.
Yeah, Blitz, look at that.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, Gabby. Well, listen, Anna, chill. Don't cry, Anna.
I'm not crying.
All right.
I'll cry on the way home.
It's going to go one of two ways. Either we're going to be best friends forever, or we're going to hate each other forever.
Well, how about this?
It's going to be 50-50.
Well, you have the no kids thing in common.
But,
so.
Anna, how about this? How about we try this?
Yeah.
Anna, how about we try
what?
This? What? How about...
Can't wait for these suggestions.
Bitch,
go
I'm going to...
Wow.
Get your ass up right now, bitch.
Sorry.
How about, Anna, you're locked in.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere.
All right. I like
but
that.
We bring Gabby in too.
Okay.
And we have two bitches in here.
All right. Yeah. That's an interesting dynamic, but I'm down for it, obviously.
Well, I mean, that's what we need. Not full time, like three, like when Dan's not here. So like maybe we bring in Gabby like Wednesday, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays or something like that.
Okay.
Just to see how it works out.
I can share. I'm a sharer.
Yeah, but I'd have to be like, okay, Gab, you got to understand, Anna's kind of the top bitch here, so like, you know, don't try to.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I do.
Like I would say, Anna, kind of, you know, she's the top bitch, and you're just the bottom bitch right now.
This is what I've heard. You know, I am getting messages from people.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
As am I.
From your fans.
So, listen, let's talk privately about maybe doing something like that, but I got to sit down with Anna to make sure that she really is not freaked the fuck out because she is my partner.
I think that would be fine. But of course, I would agree with that. I think that would be fine.
All right. And then we'll work something out.
All right, Gabs, I'll be in touch.
You guys, good to talk to you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye, Gabby.
The bitch just got the it factor, don't you think?
Yeah, she sounds sweet. She sounds nice. I feel like we would get along, but also maybe not.
Or you'd fake it like
I fake my way through life.
Don't you understand?
God, you're so awesome.
But Anna, like, I'm going to have to get Blitz to get the real fucking truth here.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, a lot of times I'll go to Blitz, like, Blitz, what's really fucking happening?
Right.
And then he'll be like, well, and then are you fucking kidding me? He's like, nope. And blah, blah, blah. Blah blah,
mm-hmm.
and blah 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 blah, and she's fucking freaking out, and blah 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 blah.
Absolutely,
I'll find out.
I'm always freaking out, Bubba. Have you met me?
But what if I said to this, Anna?
Yeah.
First of all, you know that I am absolutely a fucking man of my word.
Yes, you are.
All right. Like, I don't fucking like if I say, if I promise you something or like I don't fuck around. Like, I mean,
yes.
I've always
followed through with everything you've told me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like. Like when Seth was fucking with you. No, but like for real. Like, you know what? Seth was mad as fuck at you.
Yeah.
And I, because Blitz was, you know, as the media supervisor, I sent word back to you. Don't fucking worry about it. I'll handle it. And guess what? I handled it. And it wasn't that Seth quit over it. I just wasn't going to be influenced by him.
Right.
I wasn't going to, you know, listen to him, you know, tell him, you know, I'd be like, uh-uh. I'm going to judge her for how her and I get along. So if I give you my word as a man, you're locked in. Like I even told her you're my top bitch.
I know, and like, I appreciate that.
Like that's going into it. I've already had that conversation with her by saying, listen, there's no fucking hidden agenda here. You're not replacing Anna.
Yeah.
You might be able to help the show even have a cooler female presence and a cool vibe, but Anna is my top bitch.
I appreciate that. I've never seen a morning radio program with more than one chick.
But guess what, bitch? You've never fucking worked for a guy as talented as me either.
That is also true.
That had Howard Stern on for 21 fucking minutes.
That is also true.
I think I talked about for 50 minutes today.
And talked about me for 50 fucking minutes. So that's you know awesome. What? All rules of what you fucking think about radio, throw it out the window.
Got it.
Hey, Bubba. Because
I could... What, Lummy?
I got bad news.
What?
I know. Well, I thought you were done with that. Sorry. Aaron Rodgers not playing Sunday, so you don't have to rush home on Sunday.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He tested positive for COVID.
Oh,
what?
Did he fart into a mic?
Yeah, he's out Sunday.
No, for real, Lummy.
Yes, 100%.
Don't fuck
breaking
with me.
News.
I swear to God, I'll kill you.
Breaking news.
Oh no.
He's
out. Good news. You can stay at the track and collect money for the parking with Travis.
With his Creighton. Wife. You got to meet guys. She's got a beautiful ass and a beautiful everything.
She's gorgeous.
She's a very, and you know what even makes her prettier is her person,
heart.
Her fucking personality.
Her beautiful
like
heart.
She's a beautiful person.
Salt of the earth.
So, hey, thanks. She did your nails for free one time and you're the biggest fan ever.
I am.
Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers out Sunday due to the COVID.
Ooh, buddy.
That's fucked up.
Against the Chiefs too. Oh.
Jordan ass bucket. Hey, let me watch this. Watch Jordan ass bucket love come in and beat the fucking Chiefs.
That would be awesome.
And win over everyone in Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like Aaron Rodgers did that would when even Brett Favre was out.
That would even be more of a fucking fuck job.
That would be so funny.
No, kind of like when Brett Favre came in and fucking rallied when the Magic Man. The Packers were down 23 to nothing. Don Majkowski was a starting quarterback in 92. The Packers were down 23 to nothing at halftime. Don Majkowski fucking paper tigers his ankle. This fucking gunslinging hillbilly from Mississippi, hi, my name's Brett Favre, comes in and fucking rallies the Packers 24 unanswered points. They win 24-23. You could probably find me the video, but it would be probably a violation, so we don't want to do it. Aaron Rodgers out Sunday due to a positive test. The Green Bay Packers we'll have to take on the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend without star quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss the game.
Ouch.
According to the second-year quarterback, Jordan Love will be pressed into starting duty for the first time. NFL fans are now deprived of the opportunity to see Rodgers and Mahomes face off. Meanwhile, it's the first game Rodgers missed since 2017 when injured, blah, blah, blah. Now, is he? I'm sure he's vaccinated. Which just goes to show you.
Tyler says he's not.
Oh, he's not?
See, if I'm an NFL player, I go get vaccinated just so that in case he's vaccinated. Yeah, Tyler doesn't know shit.
Tyler's screaming back here that he is not.
Tyler, over to you. Fucking mic is on. Live. Hello.
Hello. Ian Rappaport. Aaron Rodgers is unvaccinated. That's why he's out versus the Chiefs.
Well, it's interesting how there's an article from August 27th there. That says Aaron Rodgers reveals he's vaccinated, but won't judge teammates who aren't.
Blitz, let me show you. Am I lying?
But I'm just telling you what the article says.
Ooh, who has the misinformation?
I don't know. What's that, Bubba saying?
I mean, so that's what Ian Rappaport does say that. But
okay, well, there's the article.
Should we bing it?
By the way, I did bing it. And it's quoted, it's a personal decision.
What's a personal decision?
No, he said,
Rappaport is wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because it says, I've been shot up, Rodgers told reporters. You know, there's a lot of conversations around it. Personal decision.
OFF, $30 Kezash. So. Love you guys.
Who?
OFF.
30 where?
$30 Kezash.
From YouTubes. Love you.
I haven't got $1. My girls over here at Facebook, they look good, and they want to squirt for me.
Right.
And I've been with a few of them. But
you've been with a few of them?
Oh. Wow. Interesting.
A few of them.
I think I might have messed up on that one. What royalty-free music can I play to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, Lummy knows it by heart. Just go ahead and sing it, Lummy.
Anna, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
For real.
Yeah, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
But listen, sister.
I worry about everything. I like to play worst case scenario.
Know,
don't you know that's my favorite
worst
game?
Worst case scenario. So I'm driving home and a guy crosses the midline and fucking runs right into a gus and kills me.
I think about wrong way drivers all the time. But I'm a little concerned. It sounds like you guys have a rapport, you know, and I don't know.
And you and I don't?
We do, but I'm always worried about, you know, maybe you vibe more with her. You think she's cooler than me. She, like, has sex and, like, does cool things with her hands or something. And I don't. And then you're just going to be like, well, this is better for the show. And bye. See you later. And, you know.
I told you you're my top bitch.
I know.
I feel like.
I told you you're my top bitch.
Tyler, what's that from? Butters. Butters on
South Park.
Yeah. Oh, when yeah, he's when the he's pimp. The
yeah. But you're my top bitch. Anna, you're my top bitch.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you don't even want me to bring her in for a couple shows.
I want you to bring her in. I think it would actually be really good radio, be good content, you know, to capture the tension, the energy live.
My girl Michelle Eichert over at Facebook.
With the super, how many stars with the, did she give you?
With the super, with, I think she, I don't know.
Oh.
But she's the one that's got the supermodel 18-year-old Taylor Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Daughter.
She's one of the few then?
Well, at least Eileen Collins, with all her stars, has come up to 1,000 stars.
Thank you, Kylie. No money needed from you, babe. We already had our fun in the Keys.
Yeah. That's what it sounds
like. Eileen Collins with 1,000 stars.
Yeah.
Let's have a private meeting, and if you want to squash this, it's squashable from you.
Yeah, okay? Got his all ass right. Again.
But it's on you.
Okay.
See you later.